The crowd assembled at City Hall included some of the area's prominent Democrats, including Assembly members Phil Steck and Angelo Santabarbara, union leaders and business owners, and Capital District Congressman Paul Tonko.
So things are good and growing stronger. We need to keep Gary McCarthy as our mayor. There's no mistake about that. We need Gary McCarthy to return as mayor.
Taking to the podium, McCarthy said he was proud to be a Democrat and remarked on the accomplishments of his first term.
First was rethinking and better coordinating our code enforcement efforts to deal with distressed buildings. Second was to initiate the HOMES program, Home Ownership Made Easy in Schenectady. And third was the continuing support of our Unified Economic Development Team headed by Metroplex.
McCarthy said his strategy is geared towards stabilizing the city's finances and aiding downtown revitalization. The core of the city now features new buildings and sidewalks filled with foot traffic, a contrast to the empty windows of the past few decades. McCarthy said although the downtown revitalization process began 12 years ago, he attributed its recent success with his party's control of the city and county government. McCarthy said the work done by the public and private sector alike culminated in the investments for the Iglesia Group's Rivers Casino and Resort and the Mohawk Harbor Project.
It's $300 million in the casino, and it's $150 million in housing and mixed-use development there. It's $450 million. It's almost $500 million in the city of Schenectady.
The Democrat also discussed working with Schenectady's sister cities of Troy, Amsterdam, and Gloversville, working in neighborhoods and involving youth. The mayor mentioned the city's recently formed Millennial Council aimed at getting more young people involved in city politics. McCarthy again this year will face off against former Union College president Roger Hull, who lost to McCarthy in a close 2011 race by only 89 votes. Hull, who is running in his own alliance party, has the support of Schenectady Republicans. He held his own press conference last week, flanked by Republican and independent candidates for the city board. Hull was not available for an interview this week, but in a campaign announcement posted to Facebook, he said, quote, "It is time for others to lead the city because all the mayor and his followers on the city council have provided are empty promises and failed policies. We can do better," unquote. Hull has criticized McCarthy and recently called for a zero-tolerance policy on bloat that leads to high taxes, crumbling infrastructure, and crime. Reporting from Schenectady for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.